Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report this morning. Before we dive into some of the local stuff, as everybody knows, the Pope passed away yesterday. And when is his funeral? This says between Friday and Sunday. I think they've already nailed down a time, but per his wishes, he will be buried at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. That sounds very important and fancy.
Yeah.
But this story out this morning is talking about the things he did before he was Pope. Did you guys know that he was actually a nightclub bouncer in Argentina?
Yeah.
Well, the Pope was a bouncer.
Had no idea, but his street cred just went straight.
How did he work his way up to Pope?
That's amazing.
He also had a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. They say it's not clear if he ever rode it. It was given to him by the company in 2013, and then they auctioned it off. But I feel like he probably would have hopped on the hog.
Yeah, took it for a spin.
Took it for a couple spins,
yeah.
Right? He also vowed that he would baptize aliens from outer space if they ever came here and asked for it.
One of the funniest things he did last year, and the reason I knew this, I followed it because my uncle was coaching the New Orleans Saints, but he was tweeting about Saints,
yeah,
and he used the hashtag Saints, and there's a hashtag that's specifically for the NFL team, the New Orleans Saints, and when he hit that hashtag, it hit the NFL tweet, Saints. And everybody was like, oh, the guy over at the Vatican's tweeting about the Saints down here. And he got made fun of for doing that. And I was like, he's like 88 years old.
Leave
give him a break.
With technology.
We
like,
all know
come
he's
on.
The one tweeting, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
By the way, Saturday is his.
Is that
it?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Let me scratch this out on this. This is between Friday and Sunday. So Saturday is when it's all going to go down. I saw some videos this morning. He's lying in state there. Open casket.
Is that kind of...
No,
creepy.
Well, okay, I didn't want to say
that. We don't want to be disrespectful.
No, I don't.
Obviously.
Like, I'm talking...
And there's tradition involved in this.
Yes.
And yes, it's a whole thing for the Pope.
Yes,
all funerals
but
like
open
that,
casket
side
in
note,
general.
Open casket in general. Are you a fan?
No.
No, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Hells to the no.
It does. I actually just had to go to a funeral recently, and before the actual service started, they're like, if you'd like to go in and see her and pay your respects, and I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I've never wanted to. I feel like that's the lasting memory you'll get of that person, and
that's
I
the
don't
last image
want
you'll
that.
Have of them.
I don't want that. Yeah, so I'm not a fan of the open
not
casket.
A fan either.
But again, like, to respect the people who do have that tradition and do believe in it, like...
No, it's
to
a respect.
Each their
yeah,
own.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but I've been in a few where they're, you know, you have to walk past. It's a viewing, and
and you're like, ugh.
I don't like it because I want the last memories that I have of someone to be when they were alive and happy, and we're sharing those joyous moments. You know,
well, I just remember when my grandma passed away was the first time I actually went in and saw someone in an open casket, and it will never go out of my brain.
Ever.
And so I don't want that image.
They did that to my great grandmother, but they like kind of propped her up to make her look like she was sitting.
Yeah,
and I hated that more.
Why did they do that?
I
don't know.
That.
Put a deck of cards in her hand.
You
ever do that
smokes.
Thing where you put a cigarette in their mouth while they're laying there?
Well, no.
Cinnamon roll.
No.
A cinnamon roll. No, Grandmama loves cinnamon rolls.
Eating your breakfast.
Love the Cinnabon.
Put some sunglasses on her.
It was so weird because she was like sitting and I was like,
oh gosh,
I don't know about that.
You go put one of those hats on her that has the two beer cans on the side and you run the hose into her mouth.
She always loved the bud.
Grandma liked to party.
She would have found it hilarious.
Till the very end.
Well, then we are all on the same page. We do not like open casket.
We don't like it.
No, it's not a good thing.
No.
Katie, what's going on locally?
Well, the big news waking up today, sad. The Nuggets and the Avs both losing their big respective game twos. Oh. I know. The Nuggets get back in action Thursday at Intuit Dome, so at least they get a few days off. Avalanche bring their series to Ball Arena, so they're hoping for some home ice to help out tomorrow night, and that puck drops at 7:30. So there's the latest on the game.
Too bad the Nuggies lost because we gave those listeners a couple pairs of tickets yesterday, and I wanted them to win.
Such a close game, too. I mean, down to the wire.
The cool thing about that, though, is the atmosphere. There is such a difference between playoffs and regular season games. I'm sure they all still had a blast. Cody and Vince, I believe.
Yes.
Because the playoff games are, the energy is so, and I'm sure you've been, Katie, to playoff games before. So intense, man. It's so much fun. So I'm sure they still had a blast. Got some cotton candy and some Dippin' Dots and stuff.
Well, the loudness factor inside Ball Arena goes to a different level. Like, my watch always tells me that.
Cover your ears. Your decibels
are too
high.
I totally forgot my watch today.
I just realized that.
I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know.
She just checked her
wrist. She's like, oh, it's half past a freckle.
I forgot my watch today. Oh, no. But yeah, so anyway, it gets pretty
there's
loud
a vibe.
In Ball
it's
Arena.
Fine.
It
they'll,
does.
Yeah. They'll bounce back.
They will.
Because the ball bounces.
Because they dribble on a basketball court.
Geron Sports. Am I right? Am I right?
There you go.
You may be a little more up to speed on this next story, Jer, where a man was stuck between a church wall and a dumpster for 20 hours in Greeley.
No, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Okay.
How do you even get there?
They don't even know. So it happened last week, and a person walking by at 3 in the morning heard this man yelling.
Help!
Thank goodness somebody was walking by, because he was 3 in the morning is when they found him, and emergency crews found this man. He was wedged about 7 feet down in this narrow space between the two structures. And at one point, they thought they were going to have to remove part of the building. Why they didn't just move the dumpster, I don't
know.
Does
this dumpster not?
It must be one of those big ones that it's like affixed to the...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like it's fixed to the thing. But they thought that they were going to have to demolish part of this church to get this man out. But about a dozen firefighters worked together to use a rope, and they used a pulley system to get him
out
of this area.
Is there video?
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing for this guy.
They had to bring him right to the hospital. He did have some injuries. There's no update on how he is. I hope he's okay. Like, it doesn't say that he passed away, but it seems like they got him out in time.
Did you say how he got back there?
They don't know how.
He's like, I'm not going to.
And I'm sure he's not telling. I'm sure he's not like.
Epic game of hide and seek.
Yeah, I saw a pigeon. I jumped on the dumpster, you know, like the story that he has about how he got
there. The voices told me to do it.
But he was back there for almost 20 hours. Can you imagine? That's almost a whole day.
You'd be like,
it's 4 hours away from
this. This is where I die. This is it.
You would think, like, this is it for me.
I told you about the guy that fell into the column at a grocery store, right? I think I told you guys that.
Oh.
The cops were chasing him. He went up onto the top of a grocery store roof.
Yeah.
Dude.
Somehow fell through one of the columns, like they're at the front door. There's like stone columns. He fell down into one of the columns and he died.
The only way they found him,
people were walking by and they're like, what is that smell? And there was like liquid coming out from the column.
Oh, no.
And they had to open it up and there was a dude in there. He just slipped right down
cops
in there.
Cops are like, there he is.
There he is.
You didn't get away.
They still cuffed him.
Hands behind your back.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but
hopefully this guy's going to be okay. This is a great story for Colorado because a Colorado family was on Family Feud yesterday.
What?
Yeah, and it was their third time on the show. So I love Family Feud. I'm your man, Steve Harvey. About to be a good one today.
The highlights from that show are pretty solid.
Yes.
The
things
answers.
That people say.
He is so fun. And then when he doesn't agree with an answer, the faces he makes are hilarious. But this was the Hill family, and they actually traveled from Colorado to Atlanta last year to tape these episodes. So it's been a while since they taped them, but they went on TV yesterday and was giving us some behind-the-scenes action of what happened. Their first appearance on the show, they won $20,000. Their second, they didn't do as well. They made it to the fast money round, but didn't take home that big cash that you get. But then the third episode was yesterday. I don't know how they did. They didn't have an update or anything, but to be on Family Feud three times alone is
pretty
great.
It's pretty rad.
How do you stay on?
Well, you keep winning. You keep.
If you keep
beating the other family, you come on for the next episode.
Good
if
for
you
them.
Win five times, you get to compete for the car. So I was hoping that they get to compete for the new car, because that's the big deal on Family Feud, right?
That's funny.
So yeah, local Colorado
good
family representing.
That would be fun. Like, that would be a really cool experience to
I
be on.
I love that show.
How do we get
so
on there?
Much.
We need two more people to join us, though, right?
Yeah.
Can we do a celeb show?
Who would we pick here?
Ooh.
I want KJ. We've talked about KJ before.
KJ. Yeah.
I want KJ on our show because I love
Steve
him.
Steve is so smart.
And Steve. KJ and Steve.
Steve is like
two of the sports guys.
Sports producers.
Rain Man smart.
Or Jason, our engineer.
Oh, yes.
Got to get him
Jason
on the air, too.
Jason is also really smart.
We'll bring him in sometime and introduce him.
Maybe we'd have to do
we'll
like
do rock,
a,
paper, scissors,
play, a playoff round. Yeah, we'll have to do a Steve's playoff round, solid. A play-in round to get him in. Okay, all right. Well, at least we have our group.
It's a
and
good
then
group.
Another story that's really good for Colorado here is three cities on the list of best cities to live in the country. So a website, Livability, did this list, and they've been making it for almost a decade, and they took things into consideration like economy, housing, and cost of living. And also, where they did this, they made sure the medium home value was $500,000 or less.
Okay.
So they took that into consideration. Coming in at number 21 on the list, Loveland.
We're 21.
Yay.
We're 21.
Well, they're the highest on the list. Colorado Springs, 698, and Aurora, 699.
I'm a little underwhelmed by this list, Katie.
Over
700?
They took
like
top
when
700.
You presented this off the air, I was like, we got some top 10 cities.
I thought it was like 3, 2, and 4.
Yes,
or something.
No,
city
no, no,
number 642.
It's out of 2,000 cities.
So we're
to
about
make it
middle of the way.
Still 699
not that impressed. And 698. And Loveland, 21? Come on. You got to give it up for Loveland.
Even
the
like
city
Loveland
of
that
yes, we love Loveland.
They only make the news around Valentine's Day when you send your mail from there for, you know, your lover, and they put Loveland on there. They stamp it. Meh.
Or the ski resort up in the high country, too. Yeah. Love Loveland. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's a good look for Colorado because, again,
we'll
take into consideration, again, the affordability of the homes is where I think we really didn't make
something.
It on the list. It's
we're
so expensive.
Top 700.
It's so expensive to live here. So a lot of the great places they couldn't take into consideration because the home values weren't $500,000 or lower.
I don't like any of these lists with any of these cities because it just brings more people here.
I know, right?
And
it's
hard enough
here.
To go shop
Never
at
mind.
Walmart.
Being number 699 ain't that bad.
Exactly.
Never mind.
See? And then this is the wonderful story that's going to wrap it all up because an 83-year-old woman from right here in Colorado. Her name's Bobby Oxford. She finally got to fulfill her lifelong dream of driving a race car.
What?
So her brother raced and she always wanted to, but no one would let her back then because she was a girl.
She didn't have her license.
Dumb.
Katie, you do a lot of racing, don't you? Down like Arapahoe?
I've
470.
So I have actually participated in a dirt track race once.
That's cool.
Yeah, as a DJ, I got to be a participant in a dirt track race. And it's funny because as I was going around, everybody told me, they're like, wow, you had the biggest smile on your face. I was like, no, I was screaming the whole time. That's what that was. I was literally screaming while I was driving on this dirt track race. But Bobby, she got her wish of a lifetime thanks to AARP. It's a charity that made it happen for her at Pikes Peak International Raceway last month. Wow. She wasn't able to go as fast as NASCAR drivers, but she did get up to 90.
I went 90.
Yeah,
she's like,
she
I got
did.
Up to my age.
She did. And she said, other than having kids, it was the best moment of her life.
Then I drove it right off a cliff.
Yeah. Oh, she drove it down Pikes Peak.
Like, if you were behind her, all you saw was knuckles on the steering wheel.
I know.
Little Q-tip,
and the Q-tip
in there.
Yeah.
Little Q-tip here.
Yeah. I had the time of
that's
my life.
That's a heck of a fulfillment for Bobby,
yeah, that's
though.
Really exciting.
That's
83
really, yeah.
years old. She's
was
never
she alone
got to
in there?
Race. Yeah, it was just her.
She was
they
driving?
Just tossed her the keys and let her go?
No, there was somebody in there with her. AARP wanted her to stick around for a little bit longer.
Are you talking about AARP?
Yeah, AARP. Why do I keep saying
it?
I don't know why you keep saying that, too.
I was like, that's the
old AARP. I was trying to make it sound gangsta, like AARP.
No.
Like, no, it's AARP.
That was the farthest thing from being gangster.
Right?
Everybody knows it as AARP.
I know.
Which is not a gangster thing.
I get coupons. I'm so street. I get flight discounts.
It's the
holla at you, boy.
AARP is for like the retired people, right?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know why. I was
what do you double AARP
so
over here?
Holla at that retirement.
Hey, but shout out to Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Straight up
double AARP.
She comes rolling into the church parking lot. Just
bandana on.
Drifting into her parking spot.
She's got her grill. She's like,
I'm going to tithe up in this biatch.
Oh, Bobby.
She's got her sunglasses on, her racing jacket. She's like, what up? Time for church.
Bobby's awesome.
Bobby is awesome.
Oh, that was funny.
I want to be Bobby.
Walking down the
good
aisle
stuff.
At church.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby.
Bobby's bringing
it. I did 95 on the way here.
All right, there's your trending report with Jeremy, Katie, and Joshy Boy.